It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope you've been good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're happy. I hope you're having a good time. And if you're not, leave your spouse. Hickey, that's bad advice, right? Right? Bad advice?
Probably not the best.
Yeah, stay with your spouse. Be unhappy. Is that better advice?
Do what you want. How about that?
Yeah, do what you want. Yeah. Don't take advice from me. Not married. Maybe that's why I'm happy. Anyway, I'll be here with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I've been hanging out for an hour already. Where the hell have you been? We've talked about Aaron Rodgers. Let me fix that. We've talked about Rob Saleh no longer working for Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. He got the boot. Took a bunch of calls. People are asking me about the Lions and the Tigers. Nobody asked me about the Bears, okay? Oh, my. Hey, how about this? The New York Mets are winning 4-0. Hickey, what happened? Marte had a two-run single?
Bases loaded, two out, two-run single from Starling Marte.
What a big deal. The New York Mets lead the Phillies right now 4-0. The New York Mets are trying to take a 2-1 series lead at home. Everybody's picking the Phillies. I picked the Phillies. New York Mets are like, hey, watch us. Watch us now. We have so much more to get into as the show continues on. We'll get back into more of this New York Jets mess, this New York Jets nonsense. How about this? In 20 minutes from now, we're going to talk some college football. We spoke to Dan Wolken last week, right before the weekend. Pretty much said, it's going to be a quiet weekend, and it ended up being a very loud weekend. And so we're going to get his thoughts on the losses of Alabama and Tennessee. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. Also, next hour, we're going to have a chat with Ryan Dunleavy. He's the NFL reporter for the New York Post. And New York Post gets to the bottom of everything, even my business. Look, he's going to come through and talk to us about the New York Jets. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll do that next hour. Later on tonight, it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope it's fun. May not be fun for the outfielders or the Dodgers. Dodgers are going to be in San Diego. The last time we saw the Padres and the Dodgers, they were in L.A. The fans were out there throwing baseballs at the players. That's not nice. Come on, you could hurt somebody. Hickey, you ever got hit with a baseball in the back of your head? Probably not. 855-212-24. What am I saying? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. You can find me online as well, everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 158. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Good on the New York Mets here. Good for them. I hope they win. The Yankees, they got some work to do, okay? Hickey, what happened to Aaron Judge? Did like a Monstar take his powers or something like that?
Maybe he sold his soul for the 62 home runs the other year and all these MVP regular seasons.
Oh, my goodness.
And now he's paying the price for it in the postseason.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Excuse me. So many Aarons. Which one is this, Judge?
You are right. There are a lot of Aarons here in New York. Judge.
This one is not a jerk. Aaron Judge is not a jerk. He just stinks right now. He's going to win MVP. Last night, they lost to the Royals. The series is tied 1-1. Oh, they in Kansas City tomorrow. The Kansas City Royals can take a 2-1 series lead. Wouldn't be nice for the New York Yankees. Their fans will certainly have a heart attack. And last night, Aaron Judge was 1-for-3. That's it. The first game, he was 0-for-4 with 3 Ks. And think about this. In his last 12 postseason games, Aaron Judge is 6-for-43. Oh, my God. Yes, you heard me right. 6-for-43. A 140 average. 19 strikeouts and 43 at-bats. That's terrible. He has a 208 batting average in 46 playoff games, and I get it. It's the playoffs. It's the best pitchers out there, but 208 is pathetic. That sucks. He sucks in the postseason. This man is the best player in all the game, all the whole game, him and Shohei Ohtani. But when the games matter, he stinks. You'd expect him to elevate his game. There are guys like Derek Jeter, when the rough got worse, he got better. Not Aaron Judge. And so last night he had to explain why he stinks. Aaron Judge, he says, I'm not feeling good right now. Can't you tell?
Well, if I'm not hitting 1,000, I'm not feeling good. So, no, I just got to keep getting on base for the guys behind me. If they get on, I got to drive them in.
Yeah, we haven't seen that, bro. And what about the Royals pitchers? They kicking your ass all over the place, right?
They're making their pitches when they needed to. You know, we got a couple guys on in scoring position, and then they kind of buckled down and, you know, made some tough pitches on us. But you know, we got to come through in those situations and kind of break it open.
We got a lot of happy people in Kansas City. Not only did the Chiefs win last night, Royals won last night, and they got Seth Lugo. I know he's not as on fire as he was at the beginning of the season. The guy had an ERA of like 1.0. It's a 3 right now. And the Yankees have Clark Schmidt. The man can't get past the fifth inning. It wouldn't surprise me if the Royals just they beat the Yankees tomorrow. Wouldn't shock me at all. Matter of fact, I favor them to do so. But I think the Yankees will bounce back inside this series. This is not going to be an easy one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of the Chiefs, we saw what they did last night against the New Orleans Saints. It was not a fun game to watch. I mean, the Chiefs are just too damn good. That's just what it boils down to. The Kansas City Chiefs now have a record of 5-0. They got good news on Rashee Rice. They think his knee injury isn't as bad as initially expected. He doesn't have a torn ACL. And for the Saints, well, Derek Carr has a busted up oblique. Yeah, what that means, I don't know. Obliques happen to baseball players. They swing on the side, and that sucker hurts. Well, Derek Carr, he's going to be out for weeks. You know what this means for the Saints? The Saints are going to turn into the Aints real quick. I'm not going to put them in the bottle of the barrel along with the Panthers when it comes down to the NFC South. But come on, we expected this to be a two-team race in the NFC South. You got the Buccaneers and you got the Falcons. And maybe the Falcons have found a little bit of life to not give people heart attacks. And the Saints, I don't know. Who are we going to look at? Spencer Rattler? I mean, is that what we're getting? Is he going to light the fire up for the New Orleans Saints? Derek Carr spoke after the game. And he told everybody, it hurts. I don't feel good.
It wasn't like a pain thing. You know, it wasn't like dealing with pain. Like, can you deal with the pain? Then you can go. It's like, literally, I just can't do what I want to do. And so, obviously, it's fresh and just happened. But you know me. Like, I'm going to do anything I can to make sure I'm there on Sunday.
Well, he won't be there on Sunday. He won't. Jake Haener, this guy from Fresno State, this man has made his NFL debut. Well, not yesterday. He threw one other pass. He's thrown 8 passes in his career. You want to tell me they won't throw Spencer Rattler out there to act like a nut? Are they going to get a chance or get an opportunity? Derek Carr continued on trying to describe how he got hurt. Listen to this.
Yeah, it wasn't even the hit, honestly. It was just when I dropped back and torqued to throw that ball to tip. That's when I felt it.
Oh, boy. Hickey needs to try yoga.
Will that solve the oblique injury or stretch it out more?
No, it's too late. It's too late. Now the injury happened.
But I'm saying, I guess you're right. So going forward, preventative, like that will...
Yeah, do yoga. Do you do yoga?
I don't.
Why not?
I don't know.
Try it.
I never thought about it.
You feel good. You feel so damn good. Hickey doesn't need yoga.
No, I could always feel better, just like everybody. I could always feel better here. Okay, I went to a stretching class once a few weeks ago. I felt pretty good after that.
Oh, that's good.
I guess it's similar.
Did you have to stretch yourself out, or did somebody help you?
I did it myself. It was like a class where they showed you the stretches, and you do them. It yourself. Yeah, no one was pushing my legs.
Sometimes you see, they take your legs and they push them back to the top of your head and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not flexible for that either. My hamstring would snap in half.
I've never been to that class. I can imagine. Right, there's a class for everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want it? You could find it pretty easily.
You can, yeah. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Doug. He's very familiar with yoga. He's calling from Wisconsin. Doug, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Not sure about the yoga, but I do stretch a lot.
Oh, good. Same
but
thing.
You guys are killing me. Leave your spouse. That's got to be quote of the week.
are you speaking from experience?
No. 26 years going on now.
What's the key to 26 years of a happy marriage? Give us some wisdom. Tell us. Tell the audience.
Find somebody as crazy as you are. And that's the key. You got to find somebody that balances you. If you're not balanced, it's not going to work.
Okay, a little yin and yang. Okay, well, thank you, Doug. Tell us about some sports stuff. Balance us out.
Hey, I'm glad as a Packer fan, I'm glad to hear. I love all this Aaron Rodgers stuff. I can't get enough. It's like it's just doesn't sound so familiar. I don't know. It's just the Aaron Judge. Rodgers, that stuff. You're killing me today.
Rodgers, wait. There's another Rodgers?
Well, there was a Rodgers wide receiver, but he played for us for a little while. But you're Aaron Rodgers, you're Aaron Judge. It's going back and forth. That's fun.
Yeah, I get confused sometimes, man. Just me, just confused.
No, don't worry about it. You're making us laugh, so that's what's great. And
I'm trying.
Your sidekick there straightens you out all the time.
Sidekick?
He awesome.
This is not a sidekick. This is a host over here. What are you talking about? Right. Sidekick.
Well, what do you call him? Host? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I call him a host every day. He's a super producer and host. He hosts here on
I'm 60-some years old. Sidekick was my era. So just give me a break, all right?
Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Name another one.
You said the Joker and Mr. Freeze or something.
Okay, that's disrespectful. Okay, Doug. No.
No, okay. He's really great. You guys are great. Have a good day. I'll get off now. All right.
Okay,
bye.
Well, thank you, Doug. Appreciate you. Sidekick. Hickey, you know sidekick. Sidekick to who?
I'll take being Robin if you're Batman.
No. Don't do that crap. No.
Riding the sidecar?
No, you be Batman and I'll be the sidekick. Come on, it's easier.
I kind of like the idea of you driving me around. That does sound kind of nice.
You got to ride in that little bucket on the side. Come on, who does that?
I don't need a lot of room. I don't mind. I'll eat my knees if it means kind of getting a cool view.
Let's think of some other fantastic duos, right? Ready? You ready, Hickey? I got a bunch.
Okay, let's do it.
Is Batman and Robin. You know that one.
Yes.
Yeah. There is Mario and Luigi, right?
Okay, I like that one.
Is Mario the big brother or the little brother?
He has to be the big brother, right?
I don't know.
I feel like everyone always looks at Luigi as the inferior.
Oh, ouch. What are some other duos? There is Donkey Kong, and I think the one is Diddy Kong?
I don't know that one, but okay, that sounds okay.
Boris and Natasha?
Who's Boris?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay.
Barney and Fred, right? Or is it Fred? Fred and Barney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do that. A little Flintstones action.
George Jetson didn't. Well, yeah, no, he didn't have one. Did he? Yeah. He had that other. He had a short guy with him, too, right? George Jetson had a little. What's his friend's name? I don't know. I feel bad. I feel
You're aging
awful.
Me with that one, I'll be honest.
What?
I said you're aging me with that one. I'm sorry. I can't help.
The Jetsons? You never watched The Jetsons?
There's another one with the 80s?
The Jetsons was great. Do you know the song?
No.
Meet George Jetson. You know his kid's name?
Nope.
Elroy?
The only thing I know about the Jetsons is that don't they drive around in the spaceship, right?
No, they don't drive around in the spaceship. They have their own car. They have cars, man. They fly in cars.
Yeah, okay, flying car, yeah. And that's all I know about the Jetsons.
They're the opposite of the Flintstones. This man drove to work with his feet every day.
That's dedication. Imagine that. Imagine you had to walk like miles and hours to get to work every damn day.
He didn't walk.
Well, he ran the car.
He ran the car.
I'd quit.
The bottom of that man's feet.
Oh.
He is, I don't know. What do you call a person who does your feet at the place? Do they have a name?
The salon workers? I was going to say a podiatrist, but that's more of a doctor.
I don't know. Do you think there's...
Salon worker?
This may not be the right word. Do you think there is a pedicurist listening to us? Is that what it is?
I don't know, but I love that term, and I think if it's not used, it should be.
A pedicurist.
Now, you obviously got to make sure you sound that out, right? Because you don't want to sound with a ped. You don't want to just go down the wrong path here. So make sure people know what you're talking about.
Joe Paterno?
Oh, here we go.
I was talking about Fred Flintstone's feet, not Joe Paterno.
I'm making sure there's no confusion. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. Make sure people taking care of Fred's feet here are rightfully called their proper name.
Pedicurist. I made it up. I did.
On second thought, maybe I don't know about that one anymore.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, hey, shout outs to somebody out there, I don't know, doing feet and listening to the show. Good for you. Good for you. Congratulations. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about Derek Carr. He's going to be gone for a few weeks. We're going to get into a quarterback who might be coming back. His name is Russell Wilson. We'll get into that at the end of this hour, but we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, Dan Walken is going to join us from USA Today. It's time to talk about some college football. Speaking of people using their feet, Cam Ward is using too much of his feet for Miami to win. Tennessee is losing to Arkansas. We got Alabama taking an L of Vanderbilt. We're going to talk some college football on the other side of the break. We'll get into Russell Wilson. We'll update you on the Major League Baseball playoffs. We got a whole lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, today's been a busy day. We got quarterbacks going down in Derek Carr. We got quarterbacks who might be going up in Russell Wilson. We got coaches getting the boot in Rob Saleh. We got a lot going on. We'll get back to some of the NFL action as we continue on with the show. Talk about some baseball playoffs, all of that. But right now, joining us to kind of recap what was a wild, upset-filled weekend in the world of college football. We had a chat with him last week, and he's back. Dan Walken is joining us courtesy of USA Today. Dan, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for joining us. We had a nice chat on Friday. Both agreed that things were going to be relatively quiet over the weekend, and we saw some big old upsets for both Tennessee and Alabama. What was the biggest surprise for you over the weekend?
Oh, I think it's definitely Vanderbilt beating Alabama, especially Alabama coming off the win over Georgia, Alabama with insane amounts of talent, Alabama with a 40-year track record of beating Vanderbilt, to say the least. That was a stunning result that I don't think anybody could have seen coming.
Well, when you look at Alabama, they've certainly received a lot of criticism over the past few days. People are taking a look at Kalen DeBoer. They're looking at the behavior of Malachi and how he behaved at the end of the game. What are your thoughts on Alabama moving forward? We know they got the Gamecocks, but do you think they need to get it together? I see that defense needs some work, though.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway I have so far from Alabama's season is that it's almost as if Kalen DeBoer transported all of the things from Washington, good and bad, to Tuscaloosa. And I don't think that's maybe a huge surprise, because teams definitely take on the personality of their coach. That's a cliche, but it's true at all levels and pretty much every sport. And I think the idea behind Kalen DeBoer going to Alabama was, all right, here's this guy who has won at every level, you know, Division II, FCS, FBS. He has just been an unbelievable winner with an incredible record. And you put him at Alabama and the kind of talent and the resources that they have, and it's going to just be a rocket ship. And I understand that because he is an excellent coach, but you're also going to get some of the negative stuff. And at Washington, pace and tempo and play calling was all very bold, and the games got messy and sloppy, and he managed to win them all for the most part, but there was definitely some chaos there. And now we're seeing the chaos in Alabama uniforms, and it doesn't look quite so good. I'm not going to write off Kalen DeBoer, because like I said, he's excellent and he's got a great track record, and I think he's smart and I'm sure he's going to adapt, but the way they play, I think, is a little loosey-goosey. It's a little sloppy. It's a little bit too kind of up and down, who's got the ball last kind of football. and maybe that's not going to cut it in the SEC week in and week out.
Dan Wolken is joining us, covers all things college football for USA Today. You talk about a little sloppy, you talk about a little loose. I'm going to pose this question to you. A caller hit us up yesterday and asked about the Hurricanes, asked about Cam Ward, and I said, man, there's too many comebacks. There's too much up and down. Who have the Miami Hurricanes smacked around that I'm supposed to feel confident about them in the playoff? Yeah, they're going to go, but why would I feel confident? What are your thoughts on the Hurricanes?
Yeah, look, I don't think Miami's going to win a national championship. I don't think they're that good, but they do have a lot of talent, and Cam Ward is a tremendous playmaker. Every year you have a team that is kind of living on the edge but finds a way to get through these games. Like I mentioned, last year it was Washington. This year maybe it's Miami, you know, and they've definitely had some close calls and gotten lucky. I think you could say that beating Virginia Tech on a overturned touchdown at the buzzer, there's a lot of luck that goes into that. Coming back from 25-point deficit like they did at Cal, there's got to be some luck that goes into that. Maybe they're the team this year that's just kind of touched by an angel, so to speak. But at some point that does run out, and they're not going to win a national championship playing that way. But I do think for Miami and where their program is and where it's been, if they could win the ACC, or if they could just get to the college football playoff, I think that would be a huge accomplishment, and I think it would be something Miami fans would have no problem rallying around.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Well, Dan, we were looking for the big matchups, the big games last week. We didn't expect the big upsets. Taking a look forward to this week, we do have a big matchup. Taking a look at Oregon and also Ohio State, What should we look forward to in that game? What should we pay attention to?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Oregon started the year slowly, but I think the last couple weeks they've played more the way that they're supposed to play. I think they've tightened some things up. For Ohio State, they've been very dominant, and yet they haven't played anybody. So this is going to be quite an important test for both teams in terms of not just the Big Ten race, but also the narrative. I think the thing that stands out the most for Ohio State here is when I watch them play, and again, you know, they have not played the best teams, although Iowa's not a bad program, and they handled Iowa this past week very, very easily. I think what impresses me, though, about Ohio State just from the eye test is that they're doing it on both sides of the ball. I think under Ryan Day, the first couple years, it was all offense, and the defense needed a lot of work, and they weren't physical enough, and it showed in the biggest games. I think right now it's clear that they've upped the physicality level significantly. They're very good on defense. They still have tremendous playmakers on offense, as they always do. But if they're as complete of a team as they have looked like thus far, and they've held everybody in check, then I think they're the best team in the country. And now they've just got to go show it in one of the toughest places to play in college football.
Dan Wolken is joining us from USA Today. You want to talk about the current number one in football? It's Texas. We know they're getting ready for the Red River rivalry against those Sooners. We're going to see the return of Quinn Ewers. What is your confidence level in Quinn to kind of be healthy the rest of the way and keep Texas in contention?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's hard to predict, and certainly, like, for Quinn Ewers, Texas is best when he's healthy and available and playing, and so I know the goal is going to be to keep him healthy. But I do think for Texas, the season always starts in this game, and the reason I say that is because I have covered the Red River rivalry many, many times. I'll be there this weekend yet again, and that game never goes the way you think it's going to go. And there's been many, many years over the course of my career where one of the two teams looks like they're three touchdowns better than the other. And yet, when they get on the field, in that environment, the 50-50 stadium and the hype and the build-up and the rivalry and all that, something happens that makes it go a different way. Even last year, everybody thought Texas was way better. And they were way better. But on that day, Oklahoma got a couple turnovers. They made some stuff happen. The game got crazy and chaotic, and they came out on top and got a huge win. And I wouldn't discount the possibility of them doing it again, because that's just the way this rivalry goes. And I do think Texas is better. I think they're one of the best teams in the country. But I'm going to reserve thoughts on Texas until we see them actually get a win over Oklahoma, and to do it in a fashion that shows how good they really are.
Yeah, they're sitting at number one. We saw where Alabama fell all the way to number seven after their L. Is there anything else that took place over the weekend that, caught your attention?
I mean, Missouri getting beat was interesting the way they did, because they'd been kind of in that top 10 range, and they went down to Texas A&M and got handled. And on the other side of that coin, you look at Texas A&M, and, you know, the Jimbo Fisher thing didn't work, and it got, you know, a lot of people were rooting against it because it just seemed so, you know, they paid so much money for Jimbo. They were so big in NIL. There's so much hype around the recruiting. And it just felt a lot of style over substance. And they hire Mike Elko, and he is just a meat and potatoes football guy. And there's not much style, but there's a lot of substance. And I think you see that in the way they play, where it's just, it's very workmanlike. It's very focused. It's very down to business. I like the way they play under Elko. And I'm not saying that they're going to win the SEC, but I think they've got a chance to be 10-1 when they face Texas in that last game of the year. Because I think that culture is now a very professional, focused culture, and I think that's important.
Okay. Well, Dan, you're setting us up for some potential surprises here in about a month or so, huh?
Well, look, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying, you look at the way A&M's handled their business and the schedule they've got in front of them, I think they've got a chance to be in that playoff mix.
Hey, anything to keep things interesting. Dan, I appreciate the time, especially coming off of what we thought would be a quiet weekend. It was certainly a loud one. Where can people follow you and all of your work?
At Dan Wolken on X, or Twitter, as you might call it, and then at USAtoday.com.
Hey, Dan, thank you so much. Have a good old time in Dallas, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No doubt about it. That Dan Wolken from USA Today covers all things college football. Wouldn't that be crazy if Texas swings on over to the SEC, looks like they're going to win it? And that'd be one hell of a story. Let's get there first. Let's see if Quinn Ewers can actually stay healthy. Hickey, how long does he stay healthy before he goes down? Three more games?
I think he stays healthy the rest of the year.
Oh, he's been taking Flintstone vitamins.
Yes, he's back now. Flintstone vitamins are going to be in full force, and he will stay healthy for the next, what is it, six, seven, well, I guess playoff two, maybe 10 games. He'll be ready to play.
Okay, you're a real nice guy. You're quite positive. Hey, you know what? I see Brandon Marsh just struck out. Is he not a poor man's, what's that guy?
Johnny Damon?
No, Jason Wirth.
Yes. A wannabe, if you will.
Yeah. Like, he's like, what did he do? He saw his photo in the lobby or something and said, I want that haircut? Is that what he did?
Imagine being inspired by that. That's who I want to look like. If the Geico caveman was a real person, that's what I want to be.
Hey, that's a baseball look, right? Come on. Long hair, baseball player, professional wrestler. Hunter, right? Those are the looks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Delphi Hunter, for sure.
Those are the looks. I don't know why. You get food caught in it, like James Harden's beard. Like the, you get food in there, right?
You got to think. It's got to be tough to keep that thing clean.
Oh, my God. Listen, man, I don't got no James Harden beard. Every now and then I get food in my beard. I go, what is this? I'm a sophisticated fella. What am I doing here? Hey, Marco, you get food in your beard, right?
A little bit, but the James Harden, I think you can get corn of the cob stuck in there and you wouldn't even know it.
Oh my. You think he hides things in that beard?
You get a pork chop in there and not knowing for 3 days.
He said he's going to be offensively more aggressive this year. Is that what he said?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We're not done with that? Like, what? Mm-hmm. He's going to put up a whole bunch of points on the Clippers. Who else is on the Clippers besides him, Kawhi, I don't know if we call him being on the team.
Half a knee?
Yeah, half a knee. And Terrence Mann. Who else is on that team? Anybody?
Honestly, I don't know.
Is Plumlee still there? I got nothing.
Ape, which one?
That's why I said Plumlee. I'm taking a shot here. Maybe one of the two is somewhere still in that organization.
We don't know which Plumlee. How many Plumlee? The Plumlees are like the McCaffreys, but less successful, right?
Redheaded like, stepchild.
Hey, you got the McCaffreys and you got the Matthews in football, right? There's like eight of them, and they're good, right? But then you move over to basketball, and you got Plumlees. I'm like, who's who? Like, does the NBA have one Plum? There's got to be one left, or is there two? One, right?
I think just one, but also, I'm just taking a shot in the dark here.
Here's random.
I'm out of my depth here.
Speaking of tall, random white guys from Duke, what happened to Tyler Hans, bro? Where's he at? Korea? Where's he playing?
I think he's an analyst.
He's still playing?
He's hung up the jersey for sure.
He's on TV?
That's a while ago, no?
He's on TV?
He's on TV.
I thought he was in the NBA. I remember he hit Meta World Peace. Was it him? Hit Meta World Peace? And then he turned around and he realized it was Meta. And then he was, oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I take that back.
Oh, my God. Oh, Tyler Hansbrough played from 2009 to 2016. Okay. Last year he played 2022. Cangrejeros de Santurce.
Is that where Patrick Beverly is?
No, that's he's in Israel. No?
Okay.
Oh, he played in a... Oh, wow. What a way to finish a career. He was a Puerto Rico. Before Puerto Rico, he was Sichuan Blue Whales. That's in China. Zhejiang Golden Bulls, China. Guangzhou Long Lions, China. And then after he finished with the Charlotte Hornets, he was sent to the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Okay.
What, well, is that trilingual?
Yeah, I guess he is. What, Japanese, Spanish, and English?
He's been around the block.
So he was all over the place. Then the Hornets? The Hornets were after all that stuff.
Oh, listen, the Hornets... Hornets could probably still use him right now. Another weak ass team. Wow. Yeah, I guess Hickey, you're right. He is broadcasting somewhere. Whether on TV or radio or his bedroom. We don't know. Good for him. Anyway, that's our hey, where's Christian Leighton? We'll find him too. Go down the long list of tall white guys from Duke. I have no idea. Have they produced one recently? Am I missing somebody?
Yeah, the one that was just drafted who, not only got in trouble.
Oh, the one coming. Oh, the good one. He's a, what's his name?
Kyle Filipowski. No.
Whoa. Yeah. Kyle Filipowski. Yeah. Where is he? In Phoenix or Detroit or something?
No,
that's
Utah.
The one who, he left his family to be with a young girl, right? Young woman.
Much older.
Older.
Woman.
She was his babysitter.
Excuse me?
Yeah. She was.
This is what they teach at Duke?
Oh, I don't think we want to implicate Duke in this.
Okay.
This was
I did
separate,
it. Okay.
I think. I'm not crazy, right? She was his babysitter when he was younger. and now the family says that she groomed him?
Yes. She stole him.
Into the Mormon faith. And now he's playing in Utah, which is part of the reason why he fell in the draft, of course, reportedly.
He's going to play on the Jazz? I guess, right? You got to
until
play
they him. Trade him.
You got to sell those jerseys.
Yeah,
that's my guy. Come on, there's people that. Well, I gotta be careful here. Aren't there people that? Have you seen somebody with a Deshaun Watson jersey on?
I have not. Have you?
In person, no.
On TV. Are they wearing it on TV and in the stadium? Are the Browns fans wearing it?
I don't know if they're still wearing it. They were.
I was going to say, I have not seen a Deshaun Watson jersey on TV, I feel like, maybe ever. Maybe I'm just not looking.
Oh, no. When he went to Cleveland, oh, yeah, they were doing all kinds of stuff with – that's part of the reason why I don't feel bad. They were having all the tailgates in front, whatnot. They had, like, even the masseuse table set up. Oh, yeah. Though they leaned in. They leaned in hard.
Oh, my God. Where do you think he ranks on the top NFL jersey sales? You think he's even in the top 50?
Now? No.
Oh, man.
No chance.
They probably only give you a top 15 anyway, maybe top 10.
Yeah, you got to be a diehard Cleveland fan and the Browns fan bought it for whatever a year or so, and then they stopped. Anybody else around the league, I'm pretty sure you're not running for Deshaun Watson just to have it in the closet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see how the rest of his season goes. Let's see. What's this guy, Filipowski? Let's see if he plays for the Jazz. He will. Got to sell those Filipowski jerseys for the aspiring whatever you call them. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of quarterbacks that play in the AFC North, we're going to talk about one who is returning to practice tomorrow. It's everybody's favorite inspirational speaker slash quarterback slash good guy. It's Russell Wilson. It's like Mr. Rogers. Or welcome back, Cotter. He's back. We're going to talk about Russell Wilson on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? This is a good time to do this. Talked about the Saints. Derek Carr going to be out for weeks with that oblique injury. They lost to the Chiefs. Now have a 5-0 record on the season. And so I think I have a good chance right now to tell you about the Navy Federal Credit Union Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the armed forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Juju Smith-Schuster. This man led all the receivers with 130 yards on 7 catches, helped the Chiefs beat the Saints 26-13 at home last night. The 130 receiving yards, it's the most for Juju Smith-Schuster in a game since the 2020 season, that awful COVID year. The Chiefs, they're now with the Vikings as the only teams that are 5-0 in the NFL. They may even get Rashee Rice back sooner than later. So the injury isn't that bad. Xavier Worthy had a touchdown yesterday. The Chiefs are looking good, let's be real. It doesn't matter who the hell is out there. The Chiefs are still the best. They still have the best quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. The defense is out there holding it down. This is the Chiefs' world, and we're just living in it. I'd love to see him three-peat. Because that's one thing that we never saw from Aaron Rodgers. We haven't seen that from anybody, a three-peat. Not in the Super Bowl era. I want to see him go out there and get done. Patrick Mahomes. He spoke to the media yesterday, and he said, you know what? Juju was playing well. Damn it, Kareem Hunt went out there, had 102 yards. He said it feels good to win with the backups.
He did a great job today. So it was cool to get those guys going and then to step up. And it's going to be like that until we start getting some of these guys back. It's going to be everybody's going to have to step up and make plays.
Yeah, Andy Reid. I know he ate a hamburger after the game. I know he was happy. And I know that hamburger tasted better because it was a victory. Andy Reid was happy.
Yeah, listen, I've got good coaches that work on all that stuff and make sure we're in good, we handle the situation. Then during training camp, we spend a lot of time doing that, and we try to review during the season as we go. And so is there something that will get by you? Sure, but we try to limit that the best way we can.
Oh, man, even Travis Kelce is 70 yards on 9 receptions. Kansas City Chiefs will get a little bit of a break. They got San Francisco coming up on October 20th. That'll be fun, right? Let's see what the 49ers going to be. Oh, well, no. Christian McCaffrey is. Hickey, what do you think he's doing right now? He's getting those legs massaged.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Probably 3 times a day at least.
3? It's probably in some expensive-ass machine. I don't know. He's probably like the... You know that thing they dump Wolverine in that tub? They strap him up to that stuff?
Definitely. Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, that's how they're doing him. He's just in an underwater tub being strapped to stuff, trying to get him ready. The 49ers are going to turn things around. How could they not? They have to. San Francisco 49ers got too much talent. Let's see what they do, what they got coming up. They got the Seahawks next up on their schedule this weekend before they take on the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a Super Bowl rematch. Why not? I don't care. As long as the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, I think I'm good. Hickey, do you favor them to win the Super Bowl?
I favor them to get there from the AFC still.
Who's going to beat them in the NFC then?
I think the 49ers get their revenge this year.
Oh, my God. They're going to turn it up at the end?
Yes. Get healthy, hit their stride, and unlike last year, finish the job.
Yeah, well, that'll certainly get Brock Purdy paid.
You're right about that.
He'll get all the money if he ends up winning a Super Bowl. I'm here for a rematch. Bring it on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. And what are we going to bring on? On the other side, Christian McCaffrey, he's trying to get back. Rashee Rice looks like he might be back at the end of the year. The Pittsburgh Steelers got a QB. He's back. He's practicing tomorrow. Unless he messes up his calf again. I'm talking about Russell Wilson. He's back. I'll be back too. The JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.